Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Till 7 o'clock, 60% chance for showers today, but keep in mind a rainy Friday is better than a sunny Monday. But you will have a sunny Monday coming up as a cool front comes through. Highs of 80 today, 60% chance for showers, breezy with showers tomorrow, 30% chance for showers then. A little bit of sunshine on Sunday, 20% chance for showers. Then the front arrives. The highs go up to the mid-80s, but the humidity comes way down, so it should feel pretty, pretty nice. And then by Wednesday, which will put us close to middle of October, you'll have highs of 84 with low humidity. Consumer confidence, unlike the temperature, is down. And Lee Along joins us now, director of Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, to talk about it. Good morning, Lee. How are you? Lee or Leah?
It's Leah.
Leah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Let's talk about consumer confidence. For people that don't know, what does that mean?
It's kind of how the businesses are faring right now. Their confidence level, we like to call it optimism level, at NFIB. So we gauge that every month based on, you know, trends that are going on with sales, trends that are going on with labor quality, labor shortage issues. So every month we put out a survey based on kind of what our business owners are feeling throughout the country.
Are you on speaker, Leah? I hate to ask.
I am.
Could you not?
Can you hear?
It's going to sound a lot better if you don't.
Okay, what about now?
A lot better. We just want to be able to, well, we value every word you say, and we want to be able to hear it.
Yeah, definitely.
So what kind of effect is that? What does that mean to small businesses when consumer confidence is down?
So it's down. You know, it kind of makes it them not very optimistic. And we kind of had some gains in July. And so it is dropped down in August. So that's a little bit concerning and upsetting for small business owners. It actually decreased 2.5 points in August. And so we're, you know, the uncertainty of the economy right now, we're dealing with inflation. You're dealing with high insurance costs, insurance premiums, health insurance premiums. And then just everything that's going on, just, you know, labor quality. I think I talk all the time about labor quality, and, you know, there's job openings out there, but it's the quality of the workforce to be able to fit those openings that are driving optimism low, because there's openings that these employers cannot fill.
Now, you're talking about Louisiana, not just nationally, right?
Yeah, not just nationally, Louisiana also.
So what kind of, you know,
small business owners are feeling it all over.
What kind of, if we can drill down on that a little bit, Leah, what kind of jobs specifically and what kind of talents that aren't available. That's what we're saying, right?
Yeah, in every area, you know, in FIB, we represent every industry in the economy. And so you have things from, you know, more manufacturing, you have your restaurants, you have, you know, retail. And there's just, I think when you think about working in a small business, I say this a lot, that, you know, there's probably only 50 or less employees working there, more than likely. And so sometimes you play a lot of different roles. You know, you in a restaurant, you could be helping, you know, with money-wise, you could be busting tables. You know, it's one of the things that if you work for a small business, it's like a family setting. So you usually play a lot of different roles, and being able to find a qualified employee to be able to, you know, sometimes pick up the slack sometimes is important, you know, when someone can't come in. And at the end of the day, it's, you know, your family setting, and then the business owner himself is usually him or her are actually working at that business too.
Is it about education, about experience, about dependability, one more than the other?
I don't think it's more than the other. It's just people that want to work and be able to do those jobs. You know, I think there's a lot of focus right now with the LED in Louisiana making a better, you know, workforce and, you know, more qualified workers. And I think they're doing a lot of that, you know, when it comes to trade programs also. I know there's a lot of, you know, trade schools working with LED to put, you know, people through there to be able to have them qualified when they come out to be able to go into the workforce.
Are there specific areas like, I don't know, electricians, plumbers, cooks, line cooks, something along those lines?
I mean, I think it just when you get to that, just it's not directly specific, but you always do hear that there's always a shortage of electricians, plumbers, that kind of thing. I mean, if you... Just for me personally, I called looking for an electrician a week ago, and, you know, they're all backed up 3 or 4 weeks because, you know, they don't have enough people out, you know, working.
What kind of problem are you having?
Oh, it's just like running issues through a new washer dryer. Apparently you need an electrician for an HVAC issue. I don't know.
No, I'll come over there and take care of it for you. I'll take care of that for you.
Oh, good.
You do have fire insurance, right?
Yeah, I do. Okay, that's good. Just not me.
Just checking.
I would start banging in the wall and cause a bigger issue.
Yeah, that's why if you want me to do it, you're going to want to make sure you get that fire insurance. Let me take a break.
Definitely.
We'll pick it up when we come back. I love your accent. It's delightful. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Arkansas, but okay. Sometimes people say you can hear it, you can't. It just depends.
No, it's nice. It's very nice. It's delightful. We're talking to Leah Long, Director of Louisiana Chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. We'll pick it up when we come back. Also talk about tax reform and incentives and what they would like to see done with the governor's new plan and call for special session, et cetera. It's a big old thing and affect a lot of people. We'll drill down when we come back. Time now for traffic on WWL. Coming up on 6:58 now, 2 minutes before 7 o'clock, talking to Leah Long, Director of the Louisiana Chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. And Leah, remember, Arkansas is only north Louisiana, right?
That's what they say. When I moved here, they were basically saying if you're above the I-12, you're almost like you're from Arkansas.
What's the difference?
What's the difference? That's what I tell people all the time. They're kind of the same.
Let's talk about the tax plan that they, you know, this is a 3 inches thick binder of stuff. Lord knows how many ramifications. Is there an opinion from the NFIB on what the governor is proposing so far with the tax credits and carve outs and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, so right now the word I kind of use is monitoring it. You know, I also received the big thick book, so going through all that the next week or so. But, you know, it's going to be great to lower the income tax rate for small businesses because most of the business owners actually organize themselves as pass-through entities, meaning any profits through, you know, their business to the owner who pays taxes. They pay taxes at the individual rate. But, you know, one thing that, you know, we are actually monitoring is the new sales tax on services because that could be a burden on small business owners. Many of them are pretty unfamiliar with our already complicated tax system. So when you add that on, and I think I gave an example of, you know, a national Petco dog grooming company. They have the ability to absorb those, you know, extra costs. They have the ability to, you know, figure out that system. Your local dog groomer that, you know, does it on Saturday and Sundays, that's going to be something they're going to have to deal with. So we're looking forward to working with the governor and the legislators, and hopefully we're able to lower some of the tax rates here and make Louisiana better to live in and better to do business in.
Well, good luck reading that book. I hope you got some coffee.
It's going to be a long read.
Pretty dry stuff, but important stuff. Thank you, Leah. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Leah Long, Director of Louisiana Chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. We come back, talk to Joe Geruso, then we'll help you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.